Reflections on My Life. Floyd Russell Russ Sloan. Born in Sioux City, Iowa, March 28, 1938. This is my life's history as best I remember, as my parents' house was hit by lightning and burned to the ground in 1961, and most all of my boyhood mementos were lost. I am writing this for the sole purpose of family history and am not worried about paragraphs or exact punctuation. I'm beginning writing this at age 77 and hope to capture, on paper, as much as possible. According to my mom, I was born on Election Day in Sioux City, Iowa. My parents were Floyd Arthur Sloan and Marion Ethel Crank Sloan. My mom was 18 and my dad was 30. They married 3 days after they met and I was born 9 months and 9 days later. My mom had 2 brothers and a sister, Doug, Benjamin and Dorothy, and my dad had 6 sisters and 1 brother, Jesse, Ollie, Louise, Renee, Alice, Minnie and John, called Jackie. I'm not exactly sure how long we lived in Sioux City before we moved to Grand Island, NIB. I think we lived in Grand Island for about a year. My dad was working in a supermarket OP Skaggs, owned by my mom's aunt Laura Van Eaton and her husband C.S. Van Eaton. He was a state senator from the Sioux City area in the 1950s. We then moved to Los Angeles, and one of my most vivid memories of life. It occurred on the night they thought there were Japanese warplanes over LA and the searchlights were on the sky and we were firing live ammunition. It made a lifelong impression on me. This would have been on February 24-25, 1942. Years later, while I was coaching in Carthage, MO, this subject came up in the downtown restaurant among several guys drinking coffee, and our postmaster told us he was in the anti-aircraft unit firing that night. Small world. That March I would have turned 4. I started school in LA and my kindergarten teacher was Mrs. McNeil. I believe we lived in the Englewood area of Los Angeles, and I think my grade school was 74th ST grade school. Our school had no grass playing area but asphalt with a marked area for playing 2 kickball 11. I think my love for competitive sports began there. The war was on and the patriotism was intense. I would take my red wagon and go around our neighborhood and collect paper, rubber, and metal for the war effort. I would also buy the war bond stamps at school. We would go to the beach and see gun emplacements and barrage balloons. We would also see our bombers and fighter planes lined up at our air bases. The trolleys were running in LA and most everything was rationed: gas, meat, sugar, tires, etc. There were few, if any, toys made of metal during World War II. I learned to ride a bike in the backyard, trying to achieve balance while also ducking under the wash lines in the backyard. I got encouragement from my mom and our neighbor, Mrs. Nicodemus, next door. My first wreck occurred when I rode on the sidewalk, got to the end of the street and did not turn sharp enough to avoid hitting a palm tree. Nothing too serious. In LA lived one of my dad's sisters, Louise Sloan Roach. Her husband had a real estate business in LA, and one of my mother's brothers, Andre Bainey, who had changed his name from Benjamin Crank. He had a very successful hair salon in Hollywood. On one visit to Andre's, I went for a walk and got lost. I apparently walked into an all-night movie theater and the police found me about 3 a.m. The LA newspaper's morning edition ran a story, "Boy 3 disappears 11 after that." When we visited my uncle, he would dryly say, "Russell, would you like to go for a little walk?" I remember the day Germany surrendered and my mother sent me next door to let Mrs. Nicodemus know that the war in Europe was over. My most vivid memory during the war was when the Germans made their last great offensive called to the Battle of the Bulge, which was stopped at a city called Bastogne. My dad's brother Jack Sloan was in the 101st Airborne and at Bastogne, which was surrounded, and the Germans demanded surrender. The American officer replied to the Germans' demand for surrender stating "nuts," which the Germans didn't quite initially understand as meaning "no" with emphasis. This was around Christmas time in 1944. We listened intensely to the news on the radio every night. Fortunately, Gen. Patton's army arrived to save our troops and the overcast skies became clear, allowing our superior air force to rain havoc on the German advance. Fortunately, my dad's brother came back safely. During the war, my mom and dad kept my brother's little girl Linda after he and his wife split up and he went into the army. She was a real sweetie and I felt that she was my younger sister. My dad had been in the Iowa National Guard for several years. When the war broke out, he was called up for his physical to become active and the doctor found he had two ruptured eardrums and turned him down. My mom said he cried for 3 days as all of his buddies were going and he couldn't join them. He worked in a defense machine shop in LA during the war. He had an operation on his ear problem during the war, but his hearing was never as good as normal. In 1945, after defeating Germany, my mom, me, Linda, my mom's sister Dorothy and her husband drove to Columbia, MO to visit my mother's dad Ben Krenk, who managed the La Crosse Lumber Co. It was a very harrowing trip as the car lights went out at night in the mountains, I'm guessing the Rockies, on a narrow two-lane road, no guardrails, with no place to get off the road. As best we could, we followed the tail lights of trucks and other vehicles to make it through the night. A lot of prayers said by all of us. What we did not know at the time is that our visit would become a permanent move. My dad sold what we had and joined us in Columbia. What was intended to be a visit turned out to be a permanent move. I believe the time frame was January/February 1945 and I was in the first grade. We also learned shortly thereafter that Dorothy's husband, who was in the army and had a bunch of medals, was guilty of claiming medals he had not earned, and Dorothy either had their marriage annulled or got a divorce. The years in California are now history and my life in Columbia begins.